Washington D.C. var jo egentlig ikke på vores plan. Det var meningen, at vi skulle være kørt direkte fra New York til Chicago. Men så var der nogen, der sagde, at det er altså en god idé at komme forbi Washington D.C., for der er faktisk noget at se. Og en af de store ting, som man opdager, det er, at hvis New York det er vertikalt, altså alle bygningerne de er på højkant, så er Washington D.C. det er horisontalt, det vil sige, det er fladt. Det er en stor, flad by, der er ikke meget kopiering, men til gengæld så har man jo en præsident. Og udover en præsident og en masse mindesmærker, så har man altså også en by og en atmosfære og en stemning. Hvis man skulle forstå den, så skal man selvfølgelig tale med mennesker, som har boet her hele sit liv, og som i hvert fald ved en frygtelig masse om, hvordan Washington fungerer. Og jeg er så heldig at på Lowe's Hotellet, som er det sted, som vi valgte at overnatte på i de par dage, vi var her i Washington D.C. På Lowe's Hotellet, der har man en National Sales Manager. Og den her National Sales Manager, han ved alt om Washington. And Michael, I have just been introducing you to the listeners. You know everything about Washington, D.C., and we are here the very first time. So couldn't you try to explain to the listeners what are they going to experience when they come here to this city?
Washington, D.C. is a wonderful, wonderful area. So thank you for coming to our nation's capital. So they will see some of everything while they're here. They'll see the White House, which is the seat of our government, the U.S. Capitol, the U.S. Supreme Court. The United States is built on three different branches of government. So you have the three different branches right there. It's the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. So they'll get to see, and the majority of these places they can go, these venues, are complimentary.
And that is fantastic because you also have this very, very big museum area, the Smithsonian, which is, I think, the world's biggest museum area with 19 museums or something.
Yes. So you have Air and Space, you have Museum of American History, you have National Portrait Gallery. All of those are some of the museums that make up that vast Smithsonian. So they're great venues that, again, you can go to. They're free. You can see some of everything 364 days of the year. They're only closed on Christmas.
That is really fantastic. And it is no secret, I also told to the listeners, that Washington, D.C. was not really on our plan. We're doing a cruise from New York to San Francisco. But somebody told us, you should go down here. And I can tell you one thing, that we are very happy that we did so. And of course, also to stay in this very nice hotel. We have been told about the hotel that this Lowe's Hotel has very famous guests like Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and even John F. Kennedy has been staying here. I think it's a while ago for all of them. But anyway, you have a great history also in this hotel.
And you, we can now add you to that list of our great guests, so thank you. The hotel did open in February of 1963, so the United States president then was President John F. Kennedy. He did cut the ribbon. You had great guests for the opening. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Warren and his wife were here, and over the years, Marshall Coyne, who owned the building for the first 40 years, this was the diplomatic hotel and the place, the luxury place in D.C. where you wanted to be. President Nelson Mandela, when he was released from prison, his first official trip to Washington, D.C., he and Mrs. Winnie Mandela stayed at this hotel and had their press conference here. So if these walls could talk, they would tell a lot.
But I'm quite sure the walls cannot talk because you have been renovating the walls a lot of times. I mean, it does not look like an old hotel. It looks like a very fabulous modern hotel.
Well, we wanted to stay current with the current time, so 2 years ago, we did an extensive renovation. So we spent $22 million. So me and my colleague, we had to give back our raises just so the guest rooms, the lobby, the meeting space, we wanted to be. So it's a traditional elegance hotel when you come in. And of course, I hope you've enjoyed your stay here.
Definitely. And it's very nice to go out of the door. And after 5 minutes, you're standing in front of the domicile of the president.
Yes. So very centrally located in D.C. So very close to the White House. You can get to Capitol Hill very easily. So just a great location, a great venue when you're coming to a great city.
A lot of people, especially when they're coming from the north of Europe, they're thinking very much in money. And when they do a tour like this, they're making a budget. And one of the very good things I experienced here in Washington is that everything, as you said, is free. It is even so that when you stay here in the hotel, you're delivered a free shuttle service from here to within 3 miles or something.
And we do that. We partner with Fiat, which is certainly a great European car
destination. South European.
Yes. I love Italy as well as I do Denmark. But no, it's a great, so anywhere within a 3 mile radius, they will drop you off during that time, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day.
And that is fantastic. Most people are not as crazy as we are to take a trip from New York across the country and driven 8,000 kilometers or something. It's 5,000 miles. Most people are flying around. And there you also have an airport very close to the hotel.
Yes. Our closest is Reagan National. And again, that's 5 miles, 15 minutes from the hotel. And Dulles International Hotel, you can be here in 40 minutes. So great in and out, great lift, international flights every day. So we're here for you.
And then I can tell the listeners that it took a lot of time to drive by car from New York to Washington, but we met some Danes here around, and they actually took a bus. It took them 4 hours from Manhattan to the central Washington. So I think it is a very fast way to go. So you can even fly to Newark, even if you have daily flights between Copenhagen and Washington. So we have one afternoon. What are we going to focus on this afternoon?
It's a great afternoon out, so it's 90 degrees, the sun is shining, it's a beautiful day. So you have time to go see your last minute visit. So you can see the MLK Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, which are all right there on the National Mall. And you can rent some paddle boats down on the tidal basin and do some water paddling right across and see the great trees that are down there. And spend your time out in nature, enjoying the area.
Tak for snakken til Michael Matthews fra Loews Madison Hotel i Washington D.C. og for hans gode råd til, hvordan man kan opleve den amerikanske regeringsby. Men inden vi begiver os ud i byen, skal du også lige vide, at turen i bil på tværs af USA kan du læse mere om for gode links til og også se mange billeder fra på rejseradioen.dk. Her finder du naturligvis også relevante links, ikke mindst til Loews Madison Hotellet, som nok er et besøg værd. Altså rejseradioen.dk.